a person, you just can't joke with him without him losing his temper. You'd say he sure is mighty
cranky.
Cranky. Yeah. And you might say, well, I was just joking with him. I didn't know he'd get.
And.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Get offended.
Yes, ma'am. Say if somebody got out in the hot sun and started working, and then he came into an air-conditioned room, and his eyes and nose started running, you might say, well, it looks like he's
coming down a little cold.
Okay. And if it, you know, affects his voice so that he talks like that,
laryngitis.
Right. In other words, he'd say he's a little bit, his voice. You'd say he's just a little bit
squeakier.
Okay. What about the word horse?
Horse, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or if somebody has trouble hearing, you might say he's just about stone
deaf.
Right, okay. And if a man comes in after working in the hot sun all day, he might take off his shirt and wring it out and say, well, look how I.
It's tired and sweaty.
Sure, okay. What about these places some people get on their skin? Some of them are kind of like big lumps with pores in them. You got to mash that stuff out of them. What do people call that?
A rhizome.
Mm-hmm. People ever use the word boil for that?
Boils and rhizomes.
Mm-hmm.
Some have called blood boils, you know, and some just boil.
I see. You ever heard of a big one that had several heads to it?
Oh, goodness, yes, I've seen them.
Mm-hmm. Does that have a name, or is that the same thing?
I guess they call them, let's see, carbuncles.
Carbuncle, I see.
Yeah.
And that white stuff that you have to...
Persimmon.
Yes, ma'am. Have you ever heard of any kind of flesh called proud flesh?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Just raw-looking flesh comes on a sore or whatever.
Yes, ma'am. And that people call that?
Proud flesh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you ever use this kind of brown fluid on a cut or scratch to prevent infection?
Yeah.
Anything like that?
Sure, they use. Well, a cure comb and, well, what's the other?
Do people still use iodine?
Iodine and a cure comb and something, they got something else to use too, but I can't call it, I can't think of what it is.
Have you ever had to take this white, bitter tasting powder for malaria?
When? Yes, I had to take it.
That rough stuff?
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bitter, bitter.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
You're looking for Miss Collum.
Ma'am? Miss Collum.
Miss Collum.
Well, she's
C-O-L-L-U-M.
Well, she's not down this way. She's down the other way. Sorry, can't you hear me?
Talking about a person who died. Have you ever heard a person say if he didn't like that person, say something kind of crude about it, like maybe, I'm glad that old so-and-so finally...
Yeah. I've heard that expression made.
Something like kick the bucket or...
Yeah. Won't be much of a loss. Yeah.
But you have heard people say he kicked...
He kicked the bucket.
Kicked the bucket. Okay. And the place
these colored folks say that when they die, they pass.
Yeah.
That's the expression about anybody
that
dies, that they just pass.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody dies in here, and I'm going to come down here and say, Miss So-and-so passed.
Right. What about passed away?
They don't put their away, does
it? But you would say that?
I would say passed away, but they don't. They just say it's passed.
Leave it at passed. Yeah, that's interesting.